From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. 10 Senate Republicans joined every one of their Democratic colleagues to break a GOP filibuster that had been blocking a vote on President Obama's first nominee to the federal bench. Confirmation by the full Senate is now expected for District Court Judge David Hamilton of Indiana, who's been named to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. More from NPR's David Wellna.
The Senate Judiciary Committee recommended Judge Hamilton's confirmation 5 months ago, but a vote by the full Senate had been blocked by that panel's top Republican, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, who questioned Hamilton's views.
These views represent a results-oriented activist philosophy that is hostile to the great American role of a judge in our constitutional system.
Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh sharply disagreed.
David Hamilton is superbly qualified, and I think that this is more than anything else a comment on the sad state of our judicial nominating process, where this individual has been caricatured, all out of sorts with reality.
By a vote of 70 to 29, the Senate broke Sessions' filibuster, setting the stage for an up or down vote. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
A Pentagon spokesman says the internal investigation into the shootings at Fort Hood will cover every branch of the military. The Army recently revealed that about 1 in 5 lower-ranked soldiers suffered mental health problems like depression. Brigadier General Rhonda Cornum, the Army Director of Comprehensive Soldier Fitness, says it is impossible to identify every individual who might be prone to commit lethal violence.
I was at Fort Bragg when there was the person who decided to start sniping at people who were doing PT, and I don't think that studying that one guy would have allowed us to predict this second guy. So I think tragedies sometimes happen.
Officials say they want to know whether Fort Hood suspect Nidal Hassan may have exhibited any warning signs that superiors may have missed. European Union defense ministers decided to move forward with plans to expand their sea-based anti-piracy efforts onto land. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
EU foreign and defense ministers meeting together in Brussels announced plans to train Somali troops in order to help the fragile government make more progress against rampant hijackings. The EU has already extended its initial year-long counter-piracy operation until the end of 2010, with a fleet of European warships in the area to deter attacks on food aid shipments and commercial sea vessels. EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana says besides the training plan, there's also thought being given to blocking ports where the pirates are known to operate.
This is going to be analyzed by the military authorities and by us and see if something can be done in that direction.
Solana says the Army training mission may begin already by the end of this year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR News. A police car ahead of Vice President Joe Biden's motorcade was involved in a traffic accident in New York Tuesday night, leaving two officers and a livery cab driver with minor injuries. A Secret Service spokesman says Biden was not harmed, and the motorcade continued on to its destination. On Sunday, a similar incident involving the Vice President's motorcade and a motorist in Albuquerque drove around a cordon of police vehicles, hitting a sheriff's deputy's car, injuring the driver. Biden was in Albuquerque for a fundraiser. South Carolina's lawmakers have taken one step toward impeaching Republican Governor Mark Sanford. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Julie Rose has the story.
A number of South Carolina lawmakers, both Republican and Democrat, have been threatening to impeach Sanford since the day he returned from a 5-day absence and announced he'd been visiting his mistress in Argentina. Now they have officially filed a resolution to begin the impeachment process, but they're unlikely to start debating it until January. At this point, however, it's unclear whether Sanford did anything to merit impeachment. Some lawmakers say leaving the country for 5 days without a way to be contacted was dereliction of duty and grounds for his ouster. But Republican House Speaker Bobby Harrell is waiting for the results of a state ethics investigation into Governor Sanford's travel practices. Those results could come this week. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 30 points, closing at 10,437. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 5 points to close at 2,203. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.